Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. The phone lines, they're open. We're going to get to you soon. 844-967-2789. These text messages. And Liz Cheney read some aloud on the House floor last night. And they put a lot of pressure on the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. I'm going to read just briefly, and then we're going to get to the phones. Once again, that number, 844-96-PARTY. It's a political party up in here. The revelation of text messages from lawmakers and Foxy News hosts begging for Donald Trump to call off his writing supporters puts new pressure on the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. Drop the indictments. Merrick Garland will make it Merrick Garland Day up in here. Rep. Liz Cheney read the panicked message from January 6th before the House Select Committee voted 9-0 to recommend contempt charges against the former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. And Washington Post reporter Jacqueline Alabani on MSNBC's Morning Joe says the new evidence is jaw-dropping. Here's her quote. There's no doubt now that the people in the White House were aware of exactly what was going on, and what did they do for those 187 minutes? And if you're not good at doing math, I don't like doing it on the radio, that's more than 3 hours. 3 hours! This, again, to the quote, this opens up a lot of new questions, whether or not some of those people are potentially culpable in some of the deaths that happened on January 6th. I think that we also learned last night the new information in exact communications is just how integral Mark Meadows is in this investigation. He's at the heart of all the information coursing through the White House of these various coup types planning, the Stop the Steal rally, the illegal conspiracy coup being planned at the Willard Hotel, and in coordination with Trump himself. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, conservatives? You freaking deplorables. And I'm looking at you, CJ. I know you're listening. Your guy's guilty as sin, and it comes from the top down. And Mark Meadows was the conspiracy spokesman. Those revelations comes days after a new 38-page PowerPoint presentation broke. And I tell you what, it is pretty freaking damning. There was an active coup d'etat being undertaken at the highest levels by the worst sort of people. You know, if they were more qualified, it would probably be Trump's second term right now. Better people would have carried out this coup d'etat effectively. 844-967-2789. Tom from Eureka, listening on 1480 AM KGOE.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good to hear you guys.
And Tom, I understand you guys. Do I understand there's a new signal on the leftist coast out there?
There is, and you know, there are a lot of positions on the dial that it could be, but it just happened to, and just by accident, we were on 92.7 now in Wisconsin and in California.
Oh, man. Tom, that is
we
so cool.
We grabbed an FM dial.
That is so cool, FM, brother. So, you guys should be devilish left coast radio in some way, shape, or form.
That's kind of like what we are, you know, so when people call, you know, they could just say, the devil's from the left.
Tom, you got any political thoughts, man? Congratulations on the new 92.7 FM devilish radio in Eureka, California.
I just figured that's just the coolest because it sounds like we're really a network. But also about these morons. I mean, did you think about just hear about over the weekend Brian Williams and who's the guy from Fox who stepped down? I mean, people are just bailing in the news because of what's going on.
Well, and let's not forget about Chris Cuomo being pushed out at CNN. So three of the top news anchors on cable news are out at what was their homes for many years. And, you know, it's not great for the American people, I can't imagine. You know, these news services care a hell of a lot more about ratings than about the American democracy, Tom. But, you know, we know what motivates them. Ratings and money.
Yeah. But I guess what is Chris Wallace is going to replace
Chris Cuomo.
I don't know. He went to CNN.
Even up trade, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, they got one of the very few people that ever had any integrity or an ounce of it. I mean, Brett Baird's the only other one that actually knows how to do news over there.
So you know what?
They're a one news guy.
Tom, I got
24/7 channel.
I got podcaster, pundit, legend Bill Press coming on in just a few minutes. I hope that Bill Press is being
Eureka once. Tell him Tom said hi.
I will, man.
Dinner once together. All right.
I know he's a cool cat, isn't he, Tom?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He's all right, man. Everybody that had made the show when he came, I'm sure that's tuned in, will be staying tuned in. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Hope so. Tom, sorry to cut you short. 1480 AM, 92.7 FM, KGOE, Eureka, California. Love all our friends on the leftist coast. That's Humboldt, California, man. That is the Emerald Triangle, baby. And I bet you Bill Press makes every effort to get out there when he can. He'll be joining us here on this big show soon. But your call could be next, 844-967-2789. Here's a deplorable CJ. How you been, man?
I am good. Thank you.
I'm under 2 minutes, so make it quick today, CJ.
Okay. Well, you know, I can understand why you guys focus on what you focus on, but is this the same Adam Schiff that wasted $40 million accusing Trump of collusion, and now they're convicting and it's going right at the Hillary campaign?
Well, I'm not sure what the hell you're talking about, CJ, but last time I checked, there was a lot of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. You look at his campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was giving out inside information to Kalimnik. I mean, that's a Russian spy, CJ. That was coordination at the highest position of the Trump candidacy with a foreign spy. How much more colluding does it get? And you can dismiss the Mueller report all you want, man, but go read it, CJ. Here's what it says. The only reason they cannot go forward and prove it is because the obstruction of justice was so manifest by this former administration. At least 10 separate cases of obstruction of justice is what's laid out in the Mueller report. Can't prove it because he obstructed so completely, he should be charged with obstruction of justice, CJ. So don't tell me about Hillary, man. Hillary is not the president. And she wasn't the president before Joe Biden either, dude. Your guy was up to his eyeballs in fomenting an insurrectionist coup riot at the U.S. Capitol. And someday soon, it's going to be Merrick Garland Day up in here because he's going to drop the indictments. Fingers crossed, Evan. Sorry, CJ, cut you short today. Bill Prest is next. He's a legend. You'll stick around. I know you will.